Welcome to North Harbor Podcast. If you are under the age of 18, you should not be listening to or watching this podcast.
Beware, this podcast contains heavy spoilers for all things Wheel of Time.
If you are not comfortable with adult content, you should not be listening to or watching this podcast.
Thank you. That's all right. It's time.
It's time.
Welcome to North Harbor Podcast. I am Rebecca Sedai.
And I'm Reese Sedai.
And boy, oh boy, we are getting closer and closer. So if you haven't thought of the wind blowing across you, then this might not be your podcast.
It's true. I've thought about it.
I know.
If you haven't
all the
been,
feels.
All the feels. If you haven't been edging the entire time, you've been waiting for us to release a new episode. This podcast is not for you.
I have been.
I'm
just kidding.
It's been rough.
I am part of the problem.
It's a group problem.
Yep, it's fine. A thing. It's a thing. All of us. It's everyone. We're fine. Okay. So here we are on chapter one of A Memory of Light.
Chapter one. Almost mm-hmm. to that sweet, sweet prologue.
So, in case nobody knew, we're planning to do a prologue party. Yay! And prologue party means that we have other people on, and it's going to take us a long time, and we should be live streaming it. I believe that's what we discussed. Watch out for more information. And we'll see what we can come up with. So, yay! Prologue parties.
Prologue party. Pretty excited.
I know,
edging right now.
Speaking of, eastward, the wind blew. I have always wanted to read this. The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a wind rose in the mountains of mist. The wind was not the beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the wheel of time, but it was a beginning. Eastward, the wind blew, descending from lofty mountains and coursing over desolate hills. It passed, I know, right? It makes me think of, was it 10 Things I Hate About You? Was it his coursing member?
Oh.
It was.
I don't remember.
That she said to the guidance counselor. Maybe it was just pulsing. Something like that. It was his member. That's what I remember. Sorry. I didn't even do it on purpose.
Accidentally brilliant.
What can I say? It takes skill. All right. It passed into the place known as the Westwood, an area that had once flourished with pine and leather leaf. Here, the wind found little more than tangled underbrush. Nobody wants that.
Trim that.
Right? Get that taken care of. Get all that dead stuff.
Manscape that underbrush.
Come on, people. It's the end of the world here. It is not time to lose our grooming skills.
There's one time to look your best.
Yeah, it is now. I mean, at least start that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on the Titanic when they put on their best.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So. Thick save around an occasional towering oak. Those look stricken by disease. So apparently they need to see somebody about that. So, ooh, north and eastward, the wind blew across underbrush. Ooh. It was night, and scrawny foxes picked over the rotting ground.
Poor foxes.
They're searching for prey. Searching for prey. Let's see here. The wind blew out of forests and across Terran. There's nobody there now. Smoke had long since stopped rising from burned buildings, but there was little left of the town to rebuild. They looked up as the dogs looked up as the wind passed. The wind has crossed a river eastward. Clusters of refugees walking the long road from Bearlone to Whitebridge despite the late hours. Everyone heard that there's food in Andor, so that's where they're heading. The wind approached Camelin, and it turned northward away from the burning city, orange, red, and violent, spewing black smoke toward the hungry clouds above. Ooh, I love that one. Hold on, I want to read it again.
Sounds like Mistborn.
Right? I want to read it again. Because I like it. It turned northward away from the burning city, orange, red, and violent, spewing black smoke toward the hungry clouds above. So good.
That is good.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. So anyway, there's Warren and or surprise.
Surprise.
If you haven't been following along.
Then how many more shouldn't are going on?
I mean, yeah, right. Let's talk about this. Might want to start from episode one.
It's like Always Sunny. A war, you say, a war is going on.
Boom. All right. So the wind blew among whipping smoke from fires into the faces of soldiers. It's like at the end when you take a hit of your cigarette.
Yep, that's what it's like.
Right. Ooh. Men and women whispered the truth into the night. The end has come. The end has come. All will fail. Fall. All fall. The end has come. You right you're gonna fall if you're coming. Especially if it's at the end. I mean, come
That's
on.
That's true.
Oh, I did it again. Anyway. So then warm light spilled from a large tent at the center of the camp, bursting around the tent flap from beneath the sides. Inside that tent, Randall Thor, the dragon reborn, laughed, head thrown back.
He would.
He would. So he's talking to Perrin, and they're talking about when Perrin and Fael come tumbling down the stairs in the Two Rivers. Anyone else remember that? And Mistress Luhan, right? Luhan stepped in?
I think.
Or no, Marin. Elvire. Mistress Elvire stepped in.
Yeah, that's.
Even still. Anyway. So someone in Rand's dreams woke him up and he went to visit Perrin. And so they started talking about good old times. I don't know who would be in his dreams. Certain daughter of the night.
Certain someone slipping a little shard in there.
So, anyway, they're chit-chatting, the wheel weaves as the wheel wills. Perrin, we've become what we needed to become. Perrin nods. So anyway, they're talking about how the memories feel. And so I find it interesting now, like having seen the show and how they are portraying the wolf sendings. Because in here it says, Perrin says to Rand, how does it feel? Those memories you've gained. And he's like, have you ever had a dream that upon waking you remembered in stark clarity? Not one that faded quickly, but one that stayed with you through the day. Because that's kind of what, well, and then Perrin goes, yes. Perrin said, sounding oddly reserved, yes, I can say that I have. So, like, they kind of played off of that, I think.
Yeah.
How else would you visualize that? Like, from his perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost picture, like, you wake up and it's, like, there. You're in, like, a different place and it kind of fades away. But, yeah, it would eventually still look like the wolf dream.
Yeah.
I also thought it was kind of interesting that the wolf sendings looked very similar to Min's visions.
Yes. That is also
and so
interesting.
I wonder with some of the different things if they're kind of like trying to make it so it's like there's not too much going on.
Well, probably. Or so that people can see the similarities across the magic spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, how you can have talents that don't necessarily have to have anything to do with the one power, but there is a need for it, or or there's going to be a need for it. And so the wheel, the pattern, whatever, weaves it into being.
And I guess it's kind of, even though they're different talents, they're mm-hmm. still, they still kind of operate in the same way, in that she sees future possibilities of the pattern.
Yeah.
Whereas he gets past glimpses of the pattern. You know, like the wolves, like when he's going through the town, he saw through what the wolves saw, what happened. And so it's, even though it's mm-hmm. through their eyes, it's still, you know, it's what happened in the pattern before. And she sees what might
like
happen after.
It's like she sees it while she's awake. So, like, when you think of, like, when Egwene first gets in there and she has those dreams or whatever, and, like, they're the possibilities. Mm-hmm. Then when Perrin first goes into the wolf dream, he's there and, like, this picture shows up. And he gets, like, these things, portents, auras that are going to happen. And that is very similar to what Min gets then. But she sees it while everyone's awake.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's like right? different. It's like different mechanics
yeah.
of the same.
Right? Talents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of using the same worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. So, then, so Rand's trying to explain to him, like, what happened. It's like, he's still him. He's lived this life, but this is, like, the most recent on top of all these memories that he's gained.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, he has like 400 years of memories. Oh, here's a good one. Despite 400 years of memories nestled in his brain, he's still worried about what he had to do. Luz Theron hadn't known how to seal the boar. His attempt had led to disaster, the taint, the breaking. All for an imperfect prison with seals that were now brittle. I hate it when you pull it out and it's old. You know, the condom. Or a rubber band. Oh my gosh, do you hate that too? Like you, you find like this great vintage something or other, or you know, great looking pants at Goodwill, which could still be vintage. I mean, it's not 20 years old, but whatever. Anyway, so but the elastic in it
just disintegrates when you pull on
yes,
it.
Yes, and it cracks, and that's what this makes me think of.
Yeah, yeah, actually,
they're all made out of plastic.
Just got left out too long.
Mm-hmm. Of rubber. They're made out of rubber. For flubber! That's why they get energy and stronger as you bounce channel into them.
So they tried to protect the world from the Dark One with a rubber.
Yes.
And it wore out.
But it is.
This is why you don't use more than one condom, everyone.
Right? Seven is a bit over.
Seven still. Is a bit much. Just get the pill.
Or an IUD.
99.9.
Mm-hmm. And some people
percent effective against the Dark One.
Oh my god. But not against the taint.
But not against the taint.
That's accurate.
That is accurate.
even the seals don't protect against the taint. And neither do the rubbers. Either way, there do be taint.
There do be taint.
There do be taint. Anyway.
I feel like I need to write that down so I remember this part. Because that's going to be our chapter one. Did we try to protect the world from the Dark One with a rubber?
Don't we know rubbers don't protect against the taint?
Rubbers don't protect. While effective against the Dark One, rubbers do not protect against the taint. We do not recommend using more than one rubber at a time, especially not seven.
Yes, they will crumble faster.
They will crumble faster. This is great.
To avoid the Dark One.
Better. You're not my real mom.
Oh. Ooh, my lord dragon, Balwer said, bowing stiffly where he stood. The dried up little man sorted his papers nervously, one knobby elbow protruding from a hole in his oversized brown coat. Notice how it's a hole. I mean, frills. So anyway, Rand is like, hey, dude, you're doing a good job. I know you're not going to, you might not have caught Elaine's spies, but she's got some here. She taught me. So there's that. He's like, oh, okay. Anyway, then everyone is attending for the meeting. Ever major ruler, Tyr, Ilion. Balwer said that Amarlin persuaded them to attend. I wonder if she found some of her green friends.
They can be quite persuasive.
Why? It's just better to use
Adelorna.
You get more bees with honey. Ilion.
Well played.
The shaking of the ground came suddenly. Clerks grabbed stacks of papers, holding them down and crying out. Outside, men shouted, barely audible over the sound of trees breaking, metal clanging. The land groaned, a distant rumble. Rand felt it like a muscle spasm.
Feel the rumble.
Thunder shook the sky like a promise of things to come.
Nope.
Ooh. Well, thank now. It's really here, Rand thought. I'm not ready. We're not ready. But it's here anyway. I'm coming for you, Rand thought.
Okay. Thank you. So direct.
There will be a breaking, and we cannot avoid it. The Dark One will try to grind this world to dust.
Well, you had me till the end, but...
Well, they like to grind. You can grind me to dust anytime. Randalthor.
Maybe not to.
I mean, really, just
Maybe
Lord
not to
Jesus.
dust.
Yeah. I want to know what dust feels like. That's all I'm saying. Oh, make me feel like dust. Who doesn't want that?
I feel like that's changed the meaning of dust for me now.
As it should.
Oh,
Oh,
man.
look at the dust fly.
Boy, gotta get the duster out. Woof.
The new Terangreal
So wait.
duster.
So wait. What is dusting?
It depends on who you do it with.
How creative do you want to be?
Well, I mean, are you doing it by yourself? Or do you invite friends over to help you dust? And what kind of duster is it? Is it like an automatic duster? Is it a feather duster? Is it a one and done kind of duster? Ooh, is it a leather duster? Like and roll uses. Oh, I want Andrel and Uno to be at our party.
Okay. Call them up. They'd do
Andrel,
it.
Uno, you're at our party.
You're
be
at
there,
our party.
Be square. TBD.
We'll
but be
find
there.
A time.
Yes. Hopefully soon. We're
Yeah.
Ready. We're ready. This thing needs to be done. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so the Queen of Andor may be up to something tonight, my lord, Balwer said. Something is not a very descriptive word, Balwer, Rand
Sorry,
said.
Someone, sir.
Yeah. So anyway, Balwer is sending people to find out what's up. Because Rand's like, she is quite alert and should not be awake in her condition. And he's ready to run for the hills because he's going to be a dad. Well, good news, Lord Rand, you might not make it. Silver lining, I might
say,
not make
like
it to
a
fatherhood.
Bunch of kids, but I might die.
I don't need to let them know if I'm still alive.
And I'll be a hero if I do it too. I mean,
right?
Come on.
Yeah. Win, win, win.
Maybe. Hey. I feel like rather than not die, but.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Yeah. So they would not have awakened Elaine without good reason, he continued, returning to task. I'm worried, not because of what might have happened, but because of the potential distraction. Oh. Dude, right? Feel that.
I feel that.
Aaron scratched at his beard. I have people close to Elaine. People who keep watch on things for me.
Oh, okay.
Another nail in Perrin's Boyer coffin.
He does like to watch.
Yeah. He sees things. All right. Egwene is working in her tent with her saddle. And so Gawain pushed his... Oh, wait, this is what I was saying. Okay, sorry. I'm like, why did I put this here? Now I remember. Egwene thought the night was too quiet. She was organizing her thoughts, determining what she wished. And Gawain pushed his way into her tent, hand on his sword. Border cloak. It makes sense that he would feel the need to wear his cloak during. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to stay in this time? Egwene asked. Or are you going to go right back out? We shall see.
Can't wait to see who they cast.
I know, right?
Like, I can't wait. And I want to know how they're going to play him.
Like, how can... Like, here's my question, right? How can Glod be prettier than who they cast for Dane Bornhold?
You know, I don't understand a lot of the castings like that, because I mean, you've also got Taylor Napier in there, and like I mean Yvonne too, like everybody's just
a so lamb. Beautiful.
They're all beautiful, and it's like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, like I...
Plus, some of the ones they've... I don't know if you've seen any of the other castings they've announced.
Oh my gosh, I have been terrible about being on any social media lately.
Dude, I always like to look at like either leaked castings or suspected castings just to see, but like every group that comes in, you're just like, my gosh, it's just like another level of human. Like, you all need to have babies together for the good of the gene pool.
Too much. Too much. It would be too much. I don't think we would be able to handle it unless they all have like tens of babies. You know, because then it would spread out more.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so then they get a messenger from, excuse me, a messenger from Elaine. Dang, sister woke him up. And, you know, it's about her city being on fire. And, well, actually, they don't know that yet. So it's about one of the kinswomen not checking in. And so she's worried because she's also pregnant. So that's just what happens. Everything's kind of in overdrive. And Gawain told her that she needs rest. And she said, thank you very much for the advice. Which I will ignore, as I ignored Birgitta when she said the same thing. Mother.
I'm so glad that everybody likes to keep saying it.
It is the worst. People who don't have kids are the worst judges of people who have kids. I'm just putting that out there.
I mean, yeah, most people who have never experienced something.
Yeah, like you can't. It's like me telling somebody how to pilot an airplane. I have no freaking clue. All right. So now they're talking about releasing the Dark One. Break the seals.
Stretch them.
Bust it right out. Like, come on, people. There's new things, new contraptions these days. Let's get our fun times on. The next couple of pages
come
is
prepared.
Not.
Yeah, come right? Prepared to the last worksheet.
It's true. So then we are moving on. And we come upon Gaibon, everybody's favorite tower guard. No, Camelin guard. Queen's guard. Queen's guard. So Gaibon explains that Dark Friends killed two women and Talmanis saved everybody. And Elaine said, "You did well." He's like, "But the city." And she's like, "You did well. You retrieved the dragons."
"Yes."
"I will see you rewarded for this, Captain. Give your reward to the men of the band. Your Majesty, it was their work. And please, if you can do anything for Talmanis, everybody's favorite." I mean, well, he's mine. Anyway, Elaine knelt beside him and delved. And turns out, guy's not dead after all. He's still got something in him. So then, she goes to find, or Egwene goes off to find Nynaeve and takes her back. And Nynaeve delves Talmanis. Her eyes froze. An explosion of waves burst from Nynaeve, like the sudden light of sun coming out from behind the clouds.
Like
Nynaeve wove
sun.
Right? Nynaeve wove the five powers in, sorry, I have it covered. Wove the five powers together in a column of radiance, then sent it driving into Talmanis.
I have chills right now.
Right.
I feel like this is another one of those scenes. There are so many scenes that are plucked straight out of the books that are in the show. They're not in the correct order. They're not where you expect them, but they are there. And it is awesome when you're rereading and you get to one of those scenes and you just get chills everywhere because
right,
you've seen it. You've seen it now and you can picture it so clearly. Like, tell me you didn't picture episode 4 when you read that just now, when Nynaeve burst like the sun coming
yes.
from behind the clouds. Come on, we all pictured
yes.
that. We
yes.
all pictured that.
Right?
That's so awesome. I love it. I
oh
love
my
it.
God.
If nothing else, yes. That's what I love the show for, because those scenes are in there. They're in there. They're small. And as you reread, you'll find them. And it is great. I love it. That's my TED Talk.
Like it. So Egwene left her to her work. Perhaps it would be enough. Though he looked far gone, the light willing the man would live. She had been impressed with him in the past. He seemed precisely the type of man that Matt needed. I mean, she says the bandit Matt, but honestly, let's be honest here.
Which is hilarious because him and Aludra get along so well.
Oh, speaking of, Here she comes.
Yes, she does.
Elaine was near the... Oh my goodness. Let me take a step back. Elaine was near the dragons and was questioning a woman with her hair and braids. That must be Aludra, who had created the dragons. We've all seen her eggs. Egwene walked up to the weapons, resting her fingers on one of the long bronze tubes. She had been given reports on them, of course. Some men said they were like Aes Sedai, cast in metal and fueled by the powders from fireworks. More and more refugees poured through the glory holes, many of them townspeople. Light, Egwene said to herself. There are too many of them. We can't house all of the Aemlyn here in Marilor. Elaine finished her conversation, leaving Aludra to inspect the wagons. You expect those things, girl?
Mm-hmm. Gonna look them over thrice.
That's right. So anyway, it turns out part of it is secure, Camlin. So anyway, then an Ilyanar and a Shaunchen woman come along. The fair-skinned, dark-haired woman knelt before her. She had a firmness to her features, despite her tall, slender build. I'm not going to speak for it. So anyway, they came with Nynaeve. And Egwene's like, dude, you're Shaunchen. And she's like, duh, but we're here for you. And so she just leaves her with some soldiers. Nynaeve says this is going to be a long night when she sees people still pouring through the glory holes.
She has no idea. The orgy hasn't even started.
What? All right. The madness has already come, ooh, Ran said. And I have it in my grip. It's a hard lesson to learn.
Yep.
Oh. So again, he tells him that it's madness because he has his memories, yada yada. Talking about weapons and breaking the seals and why it's a good idea and, you know, broken swords. And how you need to just like cut them off and start over. Melt them down and start over. Sorry. My bad. All right. So then they're talking about fulfilling the prophecies. So he hadn't promised him talking to a couple of Two Rivers guys. He hadn't promised them they would win or that they would survive. But both men stood up straighter, nodded, smiling. People like to know that there was a plan. The knowledge that someone was in control might be the strongest comfort Ran could offer them.
Sure gets me erect.
It gets my attention, that's for sure. You're like, hey guys, stay awake, keep us posted if anything happens. And then Perrin tells Rand he misses the real Rand. He's just not like he used to be. What happened to the guy with the emotions?
Rand, you're not the yourself bull- when you use the taint.
The taint has changed you, man.
It's like those anti-smoking commercials with the dog going up to the I don't like when you smoke. You're not the same when you smoke. I like the one that somebody made that's like, you can fucking talk.
Right? I don't know what he's smoking then. That's all I
Yeah,
gotta say.
Seriously, sure.
Right?
If your dog started talking to you, Ava.
Yeah, you're probably not smoking if your
not
dog is
smoking, but
talking
I'm
to you.
smoking. Bit of never mind.
Yeah.
Bit of sin hall dust.
Anyway, so what's the messenger say? Caitlin has fallen. Rand felt his head grow hard. Yeah, I changed it from face. Maybe I should have said himself. Rand felt himself grow hard. That's a better one.
It all works.
I like that one.
Oh,
Rand felt
good.
Himself grow hard.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
We need to release the Rebecca cut of this book.
Rand,
the rewrite.
Rand thought it would be the south where they struck. Oh my god, I tell people not to come while I'm recording because I'm like, yo, it's not safe for work. But it's funny because like the things that we say a lot of the times are only things that we would think are
yeah, like it's not suggestive at all to anybody listening.
If they don't know what's going on, like, oh, the south side.
It's an Aes Sedai joke. You'd have to have sworn the oaths to get it.
You would need a map.
Lay those in North Harbor. Get it.
Anyway.
True.
So. There is no other side, Perrin. There is one side. The disagreement on how it shall proceed. If Elaine isn't here to be part of the meeting, it will undermine everything I am trying to accomplish. Whoa, slow down. Slow down. Hold your horn, bud.
Grow a grove of trees or something, man.
Yeah, come on. Sing a song.
Sing a song.
Sing a song and watch it grow.
This is the song that never
ends. What was the sock puppet?
Lamb chop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also sang about Joe at a button factory.
Is Joe the creator?
Of Lamb Chop?
Well, he's got
Wait,
the button
what?
Factory.
Joe does have a button factory.
Yeah.
So he could be
and
the creator.
And Lamb Chop singing the song that doesn't end, which I assume would be like the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, that doesn't end.
Just keeps going. One
and
age
going.
Just started singing it.
Not
knowing
what
it was. And he'll
Continue turning
forever.
Just
because.
This is the wheel that never ends.
Oh, the Dark One tried to stop it, my friends.
But the dragon kept on turning it.
Not knowing what it was.
and he'll
issue
continue.
Will keep turning.
Forever, just because this is the wheel. Oh my god, it's perfect.
Oh, join All us right. for the prologue party.
Oh my god, that'll be amazing.
Where we unveil right. our mixtape.
Yep. Oh dear lord, help us.
It will be all of the all of the entries that we didn't make for Watt Idol. That's our mixtape.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be any Trollocs around.
The Whisper of Meshadar is the only
sound. Oh, that's so good! Yes!
Let's run away! Oh boy.
Because one of us is the dragon. That's what they say. No, that's what Moraine said. No, that doesn't work either. Okay. Sorry. Let's not continue on that.
We'll do this later. Yeah. We'll do this. Yeah. That'll be after.
That's
That'll be in post.
Party.
We'll rewrite
prologue
that
party.
In post.
Yeah. Let's go on for the prologue party. Like examples.
Prologue party. Yeah, we'll have a parody writing segment.
Mm-hmm. Who does the best one? All right.
Try to get away.
Bella knocks me to the ground.
Knocks and the Drakkar says, "You're alone now."
Moraine isn't here. She isn't around. Out.
Thanks Wait, for joining us, everyone. Okay.
I suppose that's possible, Perrin said, fingering his hammer. I mean, come on, people. That was word for word.
The amount of fingering in this book
is ridiculous.
Never mind, I'm not...
There is a lot. I am not even. Perrin said, fingering his hammer. Come. Just saying. So anyway. They're wondering how to make this work to their advantage. You know, Camlin. On fire. Okay. So the difference now was that he would see the people they were, not just the tools he would use. Or so he told himself. Perrin's like, we should do something. And then Rand's like, oh, and Perrin was like, well, how'd they get in? Rand's like, dude, way gate, obs. Can't survive gateways. Anyway, so that's about that. And then Perrin is talking about, like, oh my god, why can't I do words right now? Perrin is talking about the strategies, the tactics, that's what I'm thinking, the tactics that the Shadow used to get into Camlin. How'd they get in there? And Rand's like, dude, by Waygate, obviously. Waygate. And then Perrin was like, well, if it was the Waygate, we can do something. Because we can't have the Trollocs rampaging in Andor. It's like, but if they're coming in at a single point, we might be able to disrupt their invasion with an attack on that point. So, like, go to that. So, if it is the Waygate, then boom, they can, like, attack that and it stops the inflow. But if they're coming around, and then Ran is laughing, and Perrin's like, what's so funny, dude? Bruh. What's so funny, bruh?
Yo, bro.
At least I have an excuse for knowing and understanding things that no youth from the Two Rivers should.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I showed my cards, bro. You show me yours.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, bruh. I see you hanging out with those wolves.
Wolfies.
What you up? What you talking to, wolf bruh?
Come on, we all know you got the riz. That's all. I've learned this word. So, basically, rant, if you equate this for the young people language these days, because I am now treasured, as you can see from my hair. I'm a treasured individual. Oh my God, where was I going with this? What is it? The youth. Yeah, the Riz. So Matt, Perrin, and Rand spend all their time saying someone else of the three of them is the Riz Master. That's all they do is talk about that. So anyway. So Rand needs to send to Elaine and tell him that they're going to do gateways. And then this is a nice little mind fuck. Not a regular one. It's not a mind one. It's a real mind one.
Mm.
Sometimes those are great.
They are.
Yeah. So.
Sometimes they suck. Let's see how this one goes.
Yeah. So, well, I guess those memories of yours are good for something then, Perrin said. Do you want to know the thing that twists my brain in knots, Perrin? Rand said softly. The thing that gives me shivers, like the cold breath of the shadow itself. The taint. The taint is what made me mad and what gave me memories from my past life. They came as loose there and whispering to me, but that very insanity is the thing giving me the clues I need to win. Don't you see? If I win this, it will be the taint itself that led to the Dark One's fall.
So, the seal may not protect from the taint, but that might be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
99.9% effective against the Dark One, but not against the taint. You're welcome.
Right. And then it crumbles.
And then it crumbles. Ta-da!
Ta-da! So Perrin whistled softly. Last time, my madness destroyed us. This time, it will save us.
Allegedly.
Go. Right. Ostrich.
Oh, wait, we just read this.
Yeah. Go to your wife, Perrin, Rand said, glancing at the sky. This is the last night of anything resembling peace. You shall know before the end. Resembling peace. That sounds That's like funny. Final.
Yeah, he does.
Yep, and then the light illumine, yada yada, and we're done with chapter one. Ta-da!
Oh my gosh, ta-da! That means all we have left is the prologue!
Prologue party!
We'll get music for this, I think.
Prologue party.
I'll have music in post.
I like that. Let's go.
As soon as I get my computer set up.
Right.
I just moved. This is on my laptop.
Yay! All right.
All right. Well, thanks All for right, joining guys. Us, everybody.
Thank you for joining us at North Harbor, and we look forward to seeing you at our prologue party.
Prologue party. We missed
All
you.
Right. We have. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.